A new Connecticut law will expand breast cancer prevention services. But studies show that while women here have more access to screenings, that's not the case for women everywhere. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
Marion and Bob Bradley's 8-year-old black lab, Mako, runs into the living room at their home in Beacon Falls.
Hey, Maggie.
Mako lays her head on Marion Bradley's lap. Her husband sits across from them.
And then she'll slink to the floor till you can't reach her to scratch her anymore, and then she'll get back up.
Yeah, and then it starts all over.
It was only about 5 years ago that Mako was sitting beside Marion as she recovered from breast cancer. She wasn't surprised by the diagnosis. She does have a family history of the disease, but that didn't make it any less scary.
I'll never forget those dates in 2014, because there's some dates you don't forget, and on January 24th is when I got the call that it was breast cancer.
Marion's cancer was caught early through a mammogram. She eventually got a lumpectomy and radiation instead of harsh chemotherapy. Marion benefited from living in Connecticut. A majority of doctors and diagnostic providers here have adopted new screening technology like 3D mammography. It can provide a clearer X-ray of the breast than a traditional two-dimensional scan. For women with dense breast tissue, where both kinds of mammography may miss cancer, the state became the first in the nation 10 years ago to require doctors to notify women that they may need an ultrasound to get an accurate picture. And last month, Connecticut again became a leader in breast cancer prevention when Governor Ned Lamont signed a law that will require health insurers to eliminate co-pays, deductibles, and other costs for those ultrasounds. Advocates and survivors like Marion hope that'll eliminate the financial barriers for women who need that preventative screening.
Because so many women, they know they have dense tissue, they know they can get the ultrasound, but their deductibles are so high, they won't get the ultrasound done.
Breast cancer is relatively common in women. There are about 3,500 new cases in Connecticut every year. Studies show that survival rates are at an all-time high due to improvements in treatment and early detection. But a recent study by Yale researchers found that access to new and potentially better screening technology varies depending on where you live. Dr. Alana Richman looked at how 3D mammograms are being used around the country.
Disparities in the way that healthcare is delivered are really deep and ingrained and patterned. So even before a technology has the strongest evidence behind it, we already see evidence of disparities in the way that it's adopted.
Richman worked on the study with Dr. Regina Hooley, a radiologist and breast imager at Yale School of Medicine. Although more long-term research is needed, 3D mammograms have been shown to reduce false positives and may detect more hidden cancers than a traditional 2D mammogram. While many providers in the Northeast and Northwest use the 3D scans, Hooley says uptake of the new technology has been slower in southern states and other areas.
There are places in rural America that don't have access to the more advanced healthcare services than cities in the United States.
Even though federal laws like the Affordable Care Act have made traditional mammograms a free preventative service, Hooley says 3D scans were not always covered.
And so there might have been an out-of-pocket payment. And so it's a combination of factors of whether or not women would receive that mammogram.
But even with coverage and access to 3D mammograms, that still might not help women with dense breast tissue. Joe Capello says 10 years of mammograms didn't detect his wife Nancy's breast cancer. She had dense tissue and eventually got an ultrasound, which found late-stage breast cancer in 2004. Joe says they were dumbfounded.
The shocking part of this was she had a mammogram and just had one just prior to her diagnosis. So the question remains at the time, how could this be?
Joe and Nancy founded the RU Dense Advocacy Foundation in Connecticut, which expanded to an international reach. They championed laws requiring women to be notified that they have dense tissue, which were adopted by 36 states, and insurance coverage for those additional tests. Nancy beat breast cancer, but died in November from an infection related to a blood cancer caused by the chemo and radiation she received in 2004. She was 66 years old. In February, President Donald Trump signed into law a national version of Connecticut's dense breast tissue notification. Joe hopes that new federal and state laws will lead to more early diagnosis and spare other women what his wife went through.
You ask the question, is early detection important? Early detection is everything. You may not be able to stop cancer, but if you have it, you want to find it early. And early matters.
The federal notification law will go into effect next year. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.